Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time to fight John Peter.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We were down for 2 days, just for the record, just so y'all know what happened. Someone said it was a DDoS attack. What is that? I don't know. I'm a radio guy, right? I'm a preacher. This is what I do. Yes, I got to put that hat on now to try to figure out what all that mess is about. But I reached out to Rumble, and of course they didn't take the time to respond to me, so it must have been overwhelmingly an issue for Rumble. So again, here we have it, dealing with another social media platform. But outside of that, it's been the best that we've had over the last year. So anyways, we'll just move forward from that point on. It's good to be back. We are here. It's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Know what it's about. If you want to spend your Thanksgiving with us, be back tomorrow because we're going to be live as well, as we will be back in the saddle on Friday, Saturday, and there we are. We'll just continuously trot along, right? No pun intended. Folks, if you want to check us out online, I want to show you something really quick. This just happened last night, but in order to show you what I want to show you, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to the Rumble feed, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12. What does it say, Bradley? It says, there is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus. Okay? We understand that here. Side of that, let's get over to this real quick. My son was outside, and he looked up, and this is what he saw. And if you're not able to see what I'm going to show people, you're listening to us in one of the 157 cities as we're broadcasting into, and or the 53 countries that we're broadcasting into. I will do my best to paint the picture. Okay, so let's go over to this, and what it is. It was last night. I think it was relatively early enough because it's getting really dark in the state of Minnesota. But we were at the studios, and as he walked outside, he turned around, and this is what he's seen. A bunch of lines in order, straight sideways. It was a straight line that was inverted just a little bit. And they're called starlings. Now, I didn't know this. Matter of fact, I didn't know it until this morning when I put out there, anybody ever seen this before? Because I've seen the Northern Lights before. We were up in North Dakota. We were doing high schools, and this is, boy, I'm guessing 18 years ago. And in the process of doing so, we were actually amazed to see the Northern Lights. It was spectacular. That's the word as well. Very spectacular. But if you look at this, this is really odd. And I'm just thinking to myself, boy, I've never seen anything like that before. So, of course, I had to throw the hook in the water and just see if anybody else knew what it was. And people said it was called something... It was called Starlinks, okay? And Starlinks, I guess, it's a satellite order, and so I'm doing a Google right now just to show you this. You can kind of push away the nonsense they have there, but you can see all these Starlinks in order, again, in a straight line. And when you go back and understand what it is, this is the definition. A Starlink is a satellite internet constellation operated by that of American aerospace company SpaceX, providing coverage to over 60 countries. So to say the least, it's quite impressive, isn't it, that they're able to do something like this? Now, I know that they always want us to believe that they have more technology than they really do. That's why they told you all that we went to the moon, because they want you to believe it. When we know that the Lord has limits, just ask the Tower of Babel, those that were trying to build it, the Lord put a stop to it, unless they should have their way. So there's limits with the Lord. But I am saying, friends, it is quite impressive as to what we're seeing here. And it's obviously created for the good of man, but we know what man does with it when bad men get a hold of good technology. It doesn't always turn out good, does it? No. But anyways, I just wanted to share this with everybody because I thought it was quite odd. And again, I've never seen anything like this before. Matter of fact, what I did is when I got up this morning and I was writing, I asked the question, does anybody know what this is? One guy said Musk's Starlink. I'm sorry, that was our friend Bethany. And then we had another person say, I seen this a few nights ago as well outside with the dog. And then I seen another person say that they seen the same thing. And then another person, Brett, said he seen the same thing. And then someone came back. Conrad said Starlink satellites, so on and so forth. But again, this is all new to me. I remember when I first started a radio, just to show you, and it's a good place to be. When we don't know everything, that's what makes the Lord the Lord. He does know everything. But I remember somebody called in and they were talking about hermaphrodites. And I said, what is a hermaphrodite? Dude, I came from the rock and roll world. What do you mean hermaphrodites? And that's a woman or a male born with the genitalia of a woman. And it was like, okay, I'm being initiated to some information that I have never been subjected to before. I guess when I'm thinking of the son of David, when he it came out and he wrote the book of Proverbs, when he said that in Ecclesiastes, the preacher, that's what that book means, that's the name of the book, he had said that the... you know, with much wisdom comes much sorrow, and it's just like, it's sometimes it's just mysterious wisdom, sometimes it's bizarre wisdom, sometimes it's wonderful, which is a mystery within good. So the list goes on. But anyways, guys, I'm not just throwing stuff out there. I'm just trying to gather my thoughts concerning what we're looking at here and what's happening and the changes that are taking place on our in our world today. There's so many things that are changing, but the good news is the Lord never changes, and that's what we hold to, is His Word. And we're always going to be in the same position that we've always been in before, regardless of the changes that do take place in this world, because again, He is in control of every single little jot and tittle concerning the facets of our life. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to start catching up and just kind of showing you, friends, as to how the Rogan government are continuously assailing the people in this country. I think we've all come to the knowledge now. Everybody's caught up with our message from the last, 15 years. We can now see that we're under attack by the government within, not a foreign country without. We can all agree to this, right? We're going to cover that in just a moment. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty, folks, do you remember last week when we had actually taken the time to cover the massive voter fraud taking place in the country? And, of course, we were being told that it didn't exist by the mainstream media. You guys remember this, right? And then what I did is I did an article on it the very next day just to show the people the massive list of people that were actually arrested for voter fraud in the United States. As a matter of fact, if you're on social media platforms right now, this list goes on. I could sit here at this pace that I'm showing you right now on social media platforms. I could go for 10 minutes just highlighting all of the crimes and the criminals that are should I say, these are the ones that got caught, but these are all the criminals that were busted in the act of committing voter fraud that the mainstream media is continuously denouncing. We piggybacked that with information concerning what was going on in Pennsylvania during that time because they started to notice that there was more voter fraud taking place in that state as well. Folks, this is what's going on all over the place. This is how they're creating the illusion that there's more of them than there really is. And when people figure out what I'm telling them and you, it's going to come to a halt because they don't have the support they want you to believe that they have. Cause the enemy to believe there's more of us than there really is, said Saul Alinsky. Folks, this is the truth once it's unveiled. I'll tell you what, it's going to be all over for the enemy. And when you look at the book of Revelation, you can clearly see that it was Satan that deceived the whole world. And how does he deceive the world, folks? He wants to go ahead and he wants to mock the Christ. He wants to act under false pretenses and hopes that you'll believe that that's the Christ and that he is all-powerful, when in fact he is not all-powerful. The fact of the matter is when Jesus said, it is finished, he meant just that, it is finished. And then what he did to and on the behalf of his disciples and those that call themselves Christians after Matthew 28 verse 18, when he said, all power has been given unto me. Jesus said this, right? Then he looks over to his children, his disciples, his friends, his servants, whatever you would like to call them, and he says to him, I give you all power over the works and the power of the enemy as well, in Luke 10:19. So I just wanted to show you this, friends. This is how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. When the media denounces the fact that there's voter fraud, you know that that's how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. And what's sad about it is when the good people in this country, as they call themselves, actually are out there parroting the lies of the mainstream media that they don't believe. 94% of you say you don't believe them, but yet you parrot them. You say, oh, you know, all the stupid people in the United States re-elected them or voted them in again. And it's like, no, that's not true at all. They didn't vote them in. The mainstream media told you that they voted them in. But if you have a conversation with anybody, I care not where you go. I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. It's amazing to me how when you have a conversation, I don't care where you're at. Let's just go to a gas station, spark up a conversation with them and start to communicate with them. You're going to find nine times out of ten, they're saying the exact same thing as you are. And nine times out of ten, if people divulge the information concerning who they voted for, guess what? You're going to find out that they didn't vote for the bad guy the way that you were told that they voted for the bad guy by the mainstream media, which, by the way, is controlled by 94%. All the narrative, 94% of all the narrative is under the control of the CIA through six corporations on a worldwide basis. So consider the source, and you'll understand that there is massive voter fraud taking place in this country, and they must be dealt with. Americans, I got a question for you. In all sincerity, I want to know. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What is it going to take for you, the American people, to take responsibility before God and man in dealing with these criminals? You have become so accustomed, I get 200 to 300 emails a day from the conservatives. That's what they call themselves. They're not conservatives. Again, they're yesterday's liberals. But I want you to listen to me carefully. They're not preserving. They're not stopping the putrefaction or the demoralization of this country in any sense of the word. Nope. They are a part of the problem. Here, let me say it this way. Edmund Burke said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Nothing could be further from the truth, because good men do not allow evil to prevail. Right? Those are defined out through Scripture as the wicked. Those that know to do right, but they don't do it. That's why we're in trouble today. Because if there was a right in this country that was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be something called the left. Right? Okay? That's called taking responsibility. And when we can agree with the Word of God, that's a good place to put yourself. It really, truly is. He's right, I'm wrong, and I'm going to adhere to Him in Christ. And therein lies the power, and the Holy Ghost bears witness. Acts 5:32. And furthermore, it tells us in 1 John chapter 5, he who hath the Son hath life. Not outside of Christ, inside of Christ. We got to meet Him on His terms. So anyway, I want to go back to this, and I want you to understand, friends, that there is massive voter fraud taking place in this country, and people need to deal with the corrupt. And when you look at the Declaration, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, our signers even asked the question, and they made the statement, proposing a question, that the people are accustomed to suffer the abuses rather than righting themselves. Why is it that the people, their posterity, our forefathers, by the way, would have never in a million years tolerated the things that you're tolerating today? But why is it that their posterity, not knowing what they did or how they did it or what they gave us through those documents, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Our God-Given Rights, what is it that the American people don't understand when it falls to their lot that they have to take responsibility concerning what's going on here today? And the point that I was making, friends, especially when we have provision in the U.S. Constitution and deal with the corrupt, in dealing with the corruption. I've said it a million times. I guarantee you that I'm the only one in this country, along with Tim Brown, the morning show host on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, we're the only ones giving you the resolve, at least on a national level, telling you that if you truly want to bring about resolve, then you are going to have to impeach and you are going to have to prosecute, not call for a resignation, not firing them, But no, sending the message that you, if you are incumbent, if you're entrusted by we the people that operate through delegated authority, and if you don't want to do that and you want to assume authority that's not been given unto you by the people, we are lawfully going to remove you. We're going to impeach you, Article 2, Section 4. And once you're impeached, we are going to prosecute you for your crimes. If you fail to do that, you're going to get more of what you've gotten today. And I want to show you just that right now. This lady's name is Maggie Pissarro, okay? And I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say concerning her discovery of that fraudulent Arizona election.
I have breathing issues, so I kind of have a time when I get a little bit emotional. First off, it is in our Constitution that gives the people the power and the authority
we the people.
In regards to anything we do about elections. I submitted a video that I recorded. I don't know who has that DVD. It's about 53 minutes, and it is a declaration, an affidavit from Tori Morris. She is a private contractor with experience gathering and analyzing foreign intelligence and acted as a localizer during deployment of projects and operations both outside the United States and inside. She's a trained cryptolinguist, holds a completed degree in molecular and cellular physiology, and has formal training in other sciences such as computational linguistics, game theory, algorithmic aspects of machine learning, predictive analytics, among others. She goes into further details of her qualifications. She has a credible reputation and can provide documentation and proof of her declaration. The detailed information she provides in the video is most critical and an urgent matter when considering whether or not to continue the use of electronic machines for our elections. I have one question for you. What value do you put on your freedom?
That's right.
What value do you put on my freedom, the freedom of this country? There is more than enough evidence in that video given by Tori, and she has firsthand knowledge that the fact is that electronic machines have not been lawfully and legally accredited
since
2017.
But just aside of what she's telling me right now, that the electronic machines have not been lawfully and legally accredited since 2017, just the devil wants you to believe it this time. Just take him at his word. So does little minions, John 8:44. They want you to believe what they have to say when they say there is no voter fraud. There's overwhelming evidence that there's massive voter fraud going on. Just look at who's in office today. That should explain my point. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There are no interest rate cuts in our future, at least according to the Fed. Their recent meeting offered no hints of potential rate cuts. the I-10 freeway underpass near downtown Los Angeles, where a significant fire erupted over a week ago, had previously failed an inspection months ago. Combustible liquid and stacks of pallets were found stored under that freeway. Authorities are investigating that fire as an arson. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to severe storms and snow. According to the National Weather Service, the anticipated weather conditions include heavy rain and thunderstorms with the possibility of a wintry mix in New England. Good news this morning from the Labor Department. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week. Corey Myers, USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, I haven't brought this up in a long time, but I just want to say thank you to the 157 cities that have made us the number one and the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. You're doing that not because we're smarter than anybody. We're just going back to the basics, friends, and giving you the answers you declare that you want. But the bottom line is you're going to have to respond to the truth given. That's where you're going to find your hope. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, period, right? Read James 2, 14 through 26. Let's go back to this woman who's exposing, this is brand new, fraud in Arizona. And again, I want you to put this in contrast to what the mainstream media is doing by trying to ride roughshod over anybody that's telling you what I'm telling you right now. And by the way, devil, we're not going to stop. Just so y'all know, all of you as little minions, we're not going to stop. People are becoming more resolved and they're becoming more resolute concerning the measures that you have taken. We know that you're trying to censor everybody and their dog, cat, and parakeet that speaks out against your agenda. But we're going to keep going and we're going to allow your cruelties to swell our ranks because that's what you're doing. Just ask me, I'll tell you on a grassroots level in a big way. So let's get back to this woman exposing that of Arizona elections, the fraud that was exposed, Luke 12:2, and I'm going to let her finish out this point. It's a short video.
In regards to anything we do about elections, I submitted a video that I recorded. I don't know who has that DVD. It's about 53 minutes. And it is a declaration, an affidavit from Tori Morris. She is a private contractor with experience gathering and analyzing foreign intelligence and acted as a localizer during deployment of projects and operations both outside the United States and inside. She's a trained cryptolinguist, holds a completed degree in molecular and cellular physiology, and has formal training in other sciences such as computational linguistics, game theory, algorithmic aspects of machine learning, predictive analytics, among others. She goes into further details of her qualifications. She has a credible reputation and can provide documentation and proof of her declaration. The detailed information she provides in the video is most critical and of urgent matter when considering whether or not to continue the use of electronic machines for our elections. I have one question for you. What value do you put on your freedom?
We're blood-bought, folks, in the natural and in the spiritual.
What value do you put on my freedom, the freedom of this country? There is more than enough evidence in that video given by Tori, and she has firsthand knowledge, that the fact is that electronic machines have not been lawfully and legally accredited since 2017. They were unlawfully using those machines since then because ProVNV had lost their accreditation.
That's right.
The federal regulation testing. I get a little bit confused. Anyway, if I read it, it's better. The hardware of the machines has not been examined in Michigan. This is
massive voter fraud in Michigan as well. Minnesota, California,
Michigan's own reporting.
New York. I mean,
ProVNV.
Okay, so you're getting the point. You're getting the point. And we've even had on videos for you these individuals that have created these machines to vote in favor 50-51, whatever, 49-51%, however they wanted to flip the vote. They could easily do that by a push of a button. Okay, those are the ones that invented these machines that are telling the American people what's going on. There's no question. And again, I just want to make clear that you understand that this is happening. If you're wondering why the bad guy is put in office or reelected to office, it's because of voter fraud. And they're forcing the narrative, they're forcing the agenda down our throat, when in fact, again, is if you just have the time, stop and have a conversation with the average Joe or Mary on the street, and you're going to find that they're saying the same exact things you are. Okay, so let's go to the next point here. I thought this was interesting. Did you see this male nanny who sexually assaulted 16 boys? He's sentenced to 707 years in prison. What a sick system, Americans, you have put up with. As if to suggest this man that made a prey of a child is going to live for 707 years in prison. Instead of doing what the Bible tells us to do with them, nope. What they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and they're going to put him up in prison. Okay? They're going to put him up in prison. He's got a nice room. He's going to be rehabilitated, re-educated. He's got an exercise room, and he gets all of his little buddies that he's going to meet. In this particular case, I would say he'll be lucky to make it past the first couple days in prison. But the point is, friends, why do you put up with a system that's set up on a money-making system? It's called a system of indulgence. I've shared with you on this over and over again. $64 billion a year the said correctional institutions make, folks. It really what they're doing is they're creating slave labor in prisons. And instead of doing what the Lord says, man is putting up with what man says, and you're paying for all of it. Okay? Read Mark 7. You make the commandments of God void to the commandments of men. And it's set up on a system of indulgence. This is a slap in the face to the 16 boys that he assaulted. The Bible says in Exodus 22, it's better for them that they have not done that, because the Lord said that he would kill them with the sword. When you look throughout Scripture, you're not going to find anywhere anybody making a prey out of a child. And the only thing that you're going to find in the New Testament, friends, is where it tells us in Luke 17, 2, where it says that it's better for him to take a millstone and wrap it around his own neck and throw himself into the sea, because he crossed the line. This, by the way, this should come as no surprise, folks. The whole sodomite agenda, the whole gay agenda is premised on what I'm telling you right now. Man, boy, love is what it's predicated upon. Remember their slogan, NAMBLA's slogan, sex before eight, before it's too late. How many times do these people need to be exposed? But you see your said representative government actually trying to normalize these crimes. How are they doing that? They're assailing your children. That's what they're doing. And somehow or another, law enforcement hasn't found in the state statutes that this is a felony. It's called felonious activity. And why society is standing back and tolerating these crimes against her own children blows me away. My goodness, folks, these are our kids. And what do you have? You have a system that says, let's go ahead and throw them in prison for 707 years. That's adding insult to injury concerning his victims. Folks, there's something about justice when it's brought forth the Lord's way. It brings closure so healing can begin. And without it, this is what happens. This is exactly what this is about, folks. And you need to quit acting as if it's not happening, because it's definitely happening in a big way. I wanted to show you this as well, and then I got a couple more issues. Here, you know what? Let's just do this. Let's just take it in stride, because we got much more to show you just on that topic alone. And what is that? Okay, so we have this guy, right? Assault 16 boys. Those are the ones that came forward, I'm sure. Then we have this guy right here. Ex-Maryland Democrat mayor. Folks, Democrat, Republican, I'm saying this for the new guys, does not constitutionally exist. Neither do the 99 other unconstitutional parties, okay? We're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. But when you look at this, ex-Maryland mayor sentenced to 30 years in prison from 150-year plea deal for child porn case involving over 500 victims. Okay, are we all kind of tracking with me right now? And interestingly enough, the American people, when they're done watching the show today, the majority of them, they're just going to go back and live in their own little comfortable lifestyles and acting as if this war is not aimed at them and their children, as they do their best to ignore what's going on in their military right now, namely the men that have been appointed that are dressed up as women as overseers of military branches in their country. Oh, and another thing I wanted to highlight, right next to this guy right here, this former mayor of College Park, Maryland, Patrick Wohan, is none other than Pete Buttigieg. You all know who he is, right? Are you starting to see the similarities, friends, concerning Adolf Hitler's Third Reich? The sodomites that were appointed, yep, because they'll do corruption's biddings. Why? To justify their corrupt lifestyles. Okay? Take heed that you stand, lest you fall, because you're fallen, and you can rest assured that's exactly what's going on. Who is Pete Buttigieg? He's the Secretary of Transportation, hanging out with the mayor that just was busted, friends, over a child porn case. Wow, isn't that amazing? Well, Bradley, that's just far and few between. No, you have your head stuck in the sand. As a matter of fact, people such as yourself, you know, you get your eye on your finger, or your finger ball, your eye on your fingers, your eyeball, so you can't see the truth of the matter. Matter of fact, a lot of you folks out there, you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. But I'll tell you what you're going to see, regardless if you like it or not. It's called the judgment of God. Read 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21. Oh, I just read the one in Revelation 20 as well, 20 and 21. It's like, okay, I'd rather know now than meet you on that day. I can rest assured. That's why the message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You ready for the next one? Daily Caller just reported, Pentagon official at high office, or I'm sorry, an office overseeing elementary schools arrested in human trafficking sting. Of course he is. You know how these people do what they do, and you know why they do what they do. They act in a way that's unthinkable to me and you, because that way you would never believe that they were responsible for the crime. That's why they do it. Look right here. Senior Pentagon official at office overseeing elementary schools. Folks, what he's doing is he's vetting the children. That's what he's doing. He's looking for the kids that he wants. He was just busted for human trafficking. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You're on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. These are the issues people don't talk about. And you got to ask them the question, why is it that they're unwilling to stand up and defend their kids against men trying to make a prey of their children? My goodness, folks, how far, America, you have fallen. And then we got to the point, Pentagon official at office overseeing elementary schools arrested in human trafficking. Oh, Americans, I just wish people understood the gifting that the Lord put in this boy. That's all. That my profiting may appear unto all. First Timothy, that's all. Nothing more, nothing less. I wish people would listen the first time. We have been blowing this information out for 20 years. This is your government trying to normalize the crime. They're trying to Europeanize America, friends. They want to govern arbitrarily with the use of a bunch of sodomites that are willing to attack normal people, God-fearing people, the laws that need to be maintained to keep us free. And then they have the audacity to call the law that condemns their crime hate. No, that's not hate. That's love. Brother from another mother. And that, yes, I said brother. Read Leviticus 19:17. That is love, not hate, to tell the truth. Love worketh no ill, Romans 13:10. Love is to be without dissimulation. Love is to be without iniquity. That's transgressing God's law. Lawlessness. No, we hold to his law because we love God. And God didn't give his law because he hates. God gave his law because he loved. And he fulfilled it. Right? By loving our neighbors as ourselves. Read Romans 13 as well as Matthew 22, starting verse 37. This right here, friends, if you remember right, I keep this in front of my viewers' faces and my listeners' ears. I just have to. That's what this is all about, the kids. Brian Bender was on our show 12 years ago. Boston Globe reporter under an ICE investigation that found that over 5,000 members at the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, were busted downloading child pornography. Do I need to say this a different way for you to understand? You know all those guys in federal governments, all the bad guys in state government, you know who they are? Just so you all can recollect or comprehend who they are. They're extorted men. That's why you never get justice. They're just there to lead you about. We call them the great American appeasers. Okay? This one got busted. He couldn't protect himself. But we'll see how it all goes down. Oh, I wanted to highlight the fact that two old NFL legend, Joe Namath, is now named in a lawsuit connected to a child sex abuse scandal. Sounds like Jim Jordan concerning his wrestling team. So it sounds like that of Mr. Matthew Gaetz, who's appointed by the federal government to convey to you deceptively that he is a freedom fighter and he is there to fight for you. Interesting, Matt's buddy goes to prison for child trafficking, but Matt's promoted. Isn't that interesting how that works? Extortion. That's what that's called, extortion. Well, Bradley, you're a preacher. Why are you calling this stuff out? Because it's my job. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Did you see this, folks? The Pope here. Goodness sakes. Hey, folks. We have 4,400 denominations worldwide because 4,399 of them left off Christ. We're to have the same heart, the same mind, the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. There's only one Lord. There's one God, one Father, one Spirit. And I'm talking about Ephesians chapter 4. Start at the top, go down. There's only one mediator, but how is it that you have a pope? I don't get you people. And I'm trying to liberate you. How is this scriptural? Okay, the pope since the beginning of time. He's not the mediator, Christ is. Read 1 Timothy 2:5. My goodness. There's only one mediator. His name is Jesus. And speaking of Jesus, in John 14:6, what does it tell us? Scripture tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And then when we go over to 1 Timothy 2:5, what does it say? That there's one mediator between God and man, that is Christ Jesus, not the Pope. Where are you people coming up with this? Okay? He's been a political pawn since the very inception. Again, I'm trying to get people to understand what the Word of God says. Jesus said that those that come unto Him and the truth that He is makes men free in John 8:32. If you want to refuse that, go ahead and refuse it. But now you know the truth of the matter and you're responsible for that truth that I just gave you. Your blood is off my hands. We have the Pope. And we have good Catholics, which means universal, by the way, that are actually holding to the Word of God. They have websites put up exposing this fraud for who He is. He's not the spokesman for the church. Jesus Christ is the spokesman for the church. I mean, this guy, I'm going to show you in just a moment here, this Pope Francis is a, let me say this clearly, he is a devil incarnate. This guy is begging for the justice of God. He is daring the justice of God. He is putting himself in the place of Christ. That is dangerous business, my friends. Oh, that's dangerous business. I want to show you what he's doing now. Amongst other things, If he's not calling for a new world order, if he's not trying to tell people to get rid of their guns, if he's not going out there trying to advocate for the sodomites, then what he's doing is Pope Francis hosts members of local trans group at papal table for annual Vatican lunch. I mean, guys, that's just weird. But how telling? How telling is it? I need to go over here, and I need you to hear this, because it's important that you hear this. This belongs to all of us, and it's not just the Pope. Hey, folks, Franklin Graham, Billy Graham, a lot of these evangelicals that are put up, they're there to control the sheep. That's all they're there for. They want you to believe they're the standard to go by rather than Jesus Christ himself. They're called control operatives. That's what they are. Read 1 Kings 13:33. I'm not bad-mouthing anybody, friends. I'm telling you the truth. These evangelical leaders and these popes and these other Christian leaders, as they call them, that are blown up by the mainstream media, the old Joel Osteens of the world, the Joyce Meyers, the Creflo Dollars, the Paula Whites folks, the Kenneth Copelands, the list goes on. They're put in place to mislead you. If you read the Word of God for yourself, you wouldn't be following them. You would be calling them out as a bunch of heretics, because that's exactly what they are. That's exactly what they are. Here, let me say it this way. Look where they brought this country. Enough said? I hope so. Because when I go to 2 Corinthians 11:14, this is what I want you to see. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of darkness. Is that what it says? Nope. It says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Listen carefully. Therefore, it is no great things of his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, who shall be whose end shall be according to what? Their works. We judge them by their fruits. And look at the fruit that they've borne. It's corrupt. You have a pope now. By a credible website, LifeSite News, hosting members of men dressed as women at a papal table for annual Vatican lunch. It's the seat of evil, friends. It's the seat of evil. And we need to get this right. Because when you start trampling the foot of the blood of Christ, we're going to have some serious problems, because either you're going to live for the blood and you're going to be blessed, or you're going to be condemned and damned by the blood for not living for it. How do I say that in the natural? Look at in the natural how many men fought blood and died to give us the freedoms that we have at their expense. And either we're going to do the same thing that they did, magnifying the laws against crime, even if we lose our lives, or we're going to let it go for naught, and we're going to tolerate those that desecrate their memories. Which one are you living for? Here's the good news. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift of freedom, Americans? And I know I just spoke right into somebody's heart there. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 on Thanksgiving. I'll be here, okay? Talk to you then. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.